You are now listening to the Steve Des Ironman podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the freaking building. Yeah, it's me, Steve Des, with a brand new Steve Des Island podcast. The podcast I bring you a ton of amazing and talented friends here in my podcast. I'm talking really fast because this is going to be an extremely fast podcast. You know why? Because I have special guests today. And one of my special guests is leaving in like a couple hours. He's going to go and live in Amsterdam for a whole year doing improv with Boom Chicago. He's a second timer on the show. So congrats, man. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
And you know him. He's a writer. He's an improviser. He's a sketch comedian. He does everything. He is Carl Tart.
Yay!
What's going on, Carl?
Nothing much, man. I'm just sitting here enjoying this. And, you know, my attention is fully on you. And I'm going to devote all the time that I need to just you and no other distractions.
And for my listeners, because I know a lot of you are going to be listening to this, he's playing Grand Theft Auto 5 right now while he's doing the podcast.
Accusations.
And my second guest today, he is a first-timer on this show, so please give him a warm welcome. He is the CEO of Social Comedy Network. He is also a great writer, an amazing improviser, a great actor, and also a football coach. Am I right? He's the one. He's the only. Shoni Francis.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, Shoni?
What's up, man? Shoot, you know me, chilling. In this. Wait, first of all, are we allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Oh, chilling in this bitch.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's how they do it in Houston?
Yeah. That's how we do it in Houston. Just chilling in this bitch. Or we say Maine. Or we say, my voice really sounds good on this motherfucking microphone, though. Hey, I'm going to plug myself real quick. Make sure that y'all, if y'all listening to this, I know y'all listening to this because Steve Des is a really funny guy. Hey, make sure that y'all go to that socialcomedynetwork.com. We got that website up right now.
So, got that website and his latest sketch.
A Family That Lies. Steve Des.
I'm there. Yeah. I'm there, people.
Hey, Steve Des is in there. Man, hilarious really funny sketch. Yeah, it's really funny. It's already up at, I think it's somewhere like 2,500 views right now. You know, YouTube moves slower for people who don't have big deals and big money behind them. So, hey, listen, if y'all looking for a startup, independent, pirate, trailblazing, blades of steel, sketch people, me. Come sponsor us so we make this look good and keep giving y'all the funny with Steve Des, who is very funny. He's in a very funny sketch. It's called The Family That Lies. Just Google it, YouTube it. It'll come up. You'll see his face doing his thing.
Now I know why Shoni is having relationship problems.
Because I talk too fast.
Nigga, you talk. You talk a lot.
Oh, and it's time to go. All right. It's time to go. Good night, everybody.
That was a 6 minute speech you gave there. Yo, I want to know which town gets down more, Mississippi or Houston? Tell me.
I'm from Mississippi, and I would say Houston. Yes. Because we don't do nothing in Mississippi. We hang out at Walmart. It's not much to do in my hometown, man. But we're very family-oriented people. How do I get to the top of this building?
He's still playing Grand Theft Auto 5. He's giving me his fully devoted attention for this podcast.
Houston. Yeah, it's way better than Mississippi. Nothing against Mississippi. Nothing against Gulfport, Mississippi. What's up? You know what I'm saying? The Biloxi are the casinos there?
Yeah. The casinos are in Biloxi.
Yeah.
And Gulfport.
Yeah.
I'm from 25 minutes east of there in a town called Pascagoula.
Yeah, I'm from Houston. Hi, I'm Clark. That's the neighborhood. I put something about what Wikipedia said about Harm Clark. guy over here who's from Houston.
Oh, yeah, there's a third guy here.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, because he hasn't talked at all. Yeah. Like, even he walked in, and I'm like, okay, who's this guy? He's not talking. He didn't even say hi. Huh.
Say, though, you say, don't you say hi in this man's house, though?
He looks, you know how he looks? He looks like when the boxers are about to come in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like hopping up and down. They're like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Glory to glory to glory to glory.
Yeah. But Houston, it's the southwest side of Houston, but it's Heim Clark. That's my neighborhood, you know. It's straight up in there. You feel me, mate? You feel me? So Houston goes hard all the time.
What was the hardest thing you done in Houston?
Beyonce.
Liar.
I'm just going to say Beyonce, because that's Houston. That's the queen of Houston. Beyonce.
But you haven't done Beyonce.
No, I've never done Beyonce. Actually, Beyonce is from the same area. Same, like, southwest area.
So. Heim Clark?
No, she ain't from Heim Clark, but she's from southwest. So,
how old is Beyonce?
Beyonce's 30...
32.
So she older than you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 30. Yeah, fuck it. Shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm 32 in this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went to the same middle school as this man right here, Welch. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know each other?
See, he's not talking. He doesn't talk. he doesn't have that ability.
Listen. Now, she was like a grade. She was a grade above me, two grades above him. They ain't know each other or whatever. But she just from the same area. And it used to be this bomb thing that used to go down every year. And you know I'm serious. And if you can see me on Houston, you can hear me slapping my hands right now. That's how you know when black folks is serious, because they slap their hands when they talking. It's this thing used to go down called Lamar Senior Girls. If you're from Houston, you know about Lamar Senior Girls. All the senior girls would have this party every year in like a hotel, and it'd just be like the craziest party. And then like that's when they was in high school and we was in high school. You had to go to the Lamar Senior Girls and get a hotel, because you knew you was going to get you some booty when you was in high school.
So that was the hookup spot.
That was like the party for parties. If you was in Houston and you came through like 02 to like, from like 94 to 02, Lamar Senior Girls was the party. Everybody from Houston went there. The Lamar Senior Girls have been blacklisted from every hotel in Houston.
But were there people that went and were like, yeah, I'm going to hook up?
Oh,
and
yeah.
But then afterwards, they're like, damn, I didn't
yeah,
get nothing.
Yeah, that was... That was me. That's called the Desert Dick Room.
Oh, he knows that one. He knows that one. Can he talk?
Yeah. Listen, if you went to the Lamar Senior Girls and you didn't get no pussy, you was in the Desert Dick Room the whole night. And it'd be you and about five other niggas in there, y'all in the Desert Dick Room. And then the next morning, you're going to get talked about because your ass was in the Desert Dick Room. I was only in the Desert Dick Room for 1 year, but the following year I was with a girl from Lamar, so she was a Lamar Senior Girl. Hmm. So I was in that hoe. You feel me? But yeah,
literally and figuratively.
Literally. as a matter of fact, me and my boy right here, we were just talking about her right earlier. She married and stuff. You know how? Yeah, she married. So.
Oh, you were trying to get back?
Yeah, nah, I wasn't trying.
Oh, you said yeah, nah.
Nah.
Kyle, have you ever got a double dick run? Or
desert?
Desert dick run?
In the Desert Dick Room.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything like that.
No, but have you ever been in the Desert Dick Room? You went to go, like, try and get you some pussy? But then, like, you didn't get nothing, so...
Oh, prom night was a huge desert of dick.
Desert Dick Room.
Yeah, and I get it. It was. I'm trying to describe it to you.
Then say this shit right. If you gonna steal Houston words, y'all gotta say this shit right.
I didn't ask to say it. I didn't steal it. I didn't want to be like, oh, man. Hey, I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna take that, man. I'm about to take that.
Wait till you get to Boom Chicago. You're gonna start.
Oh man, Desert Dick Room. I'm taking that across the seas.
He's gonna start every scene like Desert Dick.
Can we get a suggestion of a room, possibly a very dry place? Desert Dick Room.
Shoney, you're rocking a Pats hat. Why?
Oh, one, this is not for Patriots. This is for, matter of fact, I probably need to take this shit off. Yeah. Or not take it off. But this is for the school. my keeper job.
Okay.
Or whatever. So wait. I hope you can't see the front. Can you see the front?
Can I see if I don't know? Because that's the camera that's getting you.
All right, take my shit off.
I see you with your little mohawk.
I can't even hear myself no more. But did you see? Wait, hold on, my shit. All right, nah, my shit just came out. Do you see the way this nigga looked at me with my hair or whatever?
Nah, I didn't see it. I only see his smile.
Listen, pause.
Pause. This is live.
Nah, pause.
Shawnee, what did we say in the last time that you need to talk to us about?
Oh,
yeah.
All right, listen. So I was listening to Steve's great podcast when Carl was on here.
My amazing podcast.
His amazing podcast. Like, I was listening to it in my car, like jamming it, stuck in traffic. And not jamming, but just listening to it. And they were just
Emmy
talking.
Emmy award-winning podcast.
And y'all was saying something about, like, Magic Johnson owning the Lakers. Like, y'all facts. I mean, yeah, owning the Dodgers and stuff. And y'all facts just went straight because he is a minority owner.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't say he's a minority. No. You said he owned it.
No, I said he owns a piece of it. I knew that already. Yeah, Dez thinks he owns the whole thing.
No.
I knew he didn't own the whole thing, but... the way I said it in the podcast, I said like he owned
you said they've been getting better since Magic Johnson bought them. Like, he ain't buying the whole. It ain't Magic Johnson. TGI Dodgers.
You know what I meant?
He's a minority. He's a minority owner. I mean, which his
he's still an owner.
Yeah, he's still an owner. Which his ownership is bigger than Jay-Z's.
It's like the Charlotte Bobcats. Michael Jordan is not the sole owner of that team.
No, he's not. But
Bob Johnson is.
But no, Bob Johnson's not the sole. He sold it to Jordan.
Same, the Nets. Jay-Z is not the sole owner of that team.
And speaking about Jay-Z, Jay-Z owns 1%. That's still more than I will ever own in any NBA team in my life.
Jay-Z bought the jerseys.
But it's 1%. And so y'all was talking about he trying to compete with Magic. Magic has way more money than Jay-Z, but I don't know how the fuck we got on that because I don't give a fuck about them niggas' money. They ain't paying
because
no bills.
Because you were hating on our podcast. No, that's
hating. I just wanted to get y'all facts right about his minority ownership. And then there was something else that y'all were talking about that, man, I was just like, oh, I'm going to get y'all on this one too.
What else?
I can't think of it, but once I think of it, I'm going to get y'all. So I just wanted to.
I thought you had it prepared. I thought you had your index cards ready.
I did. I just got to listen to it.
Your homie fell asleep over there. He over there taking a nap. He drooling.
he ain't sleep. I mean, if y'all can or if y'all can't see him on the podcast, it's just like, y'all be like, who's that dude over there? You know, like, that's who he is sitting right here. He's just like that weird guy. Just like,
he's wearing, let me describe it for you guys. He's wearing a hoodie.
How do you shoot?
He's still playing Grand Theft Auto 5, people.
Wasted.
He's playing. This podcast is all over the place. Well, he's wearing their Harvard hoodie. It's kind of, you know, dark reddish. Fancy watch. Falling asleep. Sweatpants. Shoes. Doing all that. Then we got Shoney over here. He got a...
What's up, Beyonce?
Beyonce.
I'm just the queen of the H.
And the word of the day, desert.
Desert dick room.
Desert dick room.
DDR.
DDR. Isn't that Dance Dance Revolution?
No, that's Desert Dick Room.
I thought that was Dance Dance Revolution.
I got it. I know what else I was going to get y'all on. Because I was just about to do it. Because I was about to say, what's up, Beyonce? And then I was going to be like, oh, Bun B. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, shout out to Bun B, you know what I'm saying? OG of UGK, because you give shout outs. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all was doing. Y'all was giving so many shout outs to everybody. Y'all was giving shout outs to everybody. Y'all was just like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That
like,
was a bit that I kept doing.
Oh, yeah. So
No, but that was Carl.
I was like, shout out to this Mio right here.
Oh, shout out to this. Okay. All right. Because y'all was just giving, like, oh, yeah, shout out to the Growlings, shout out to Hip. Shout out to
that was
wait time out and then when y'all said my name, y'all just like, oh, Shoney, quiet. I swear to God, this whole night I haven't got no love.
We shout out to you, man.
Nah,
shout out to Shoney.
Shout out to Shoney.
I'm here now. It don't matter. I'm listening to y'all.
Man, I take my shout out back. No, nobody, man. Stay quiet, everybody.
Man,
stay quiet. In the opposite of shout out.
But listen, y'all go back to that podcast. Listen to Carl and Steve. They shout out everybody. It didn't sound like a bit to me, but it started to get on my nerves. Because, so I guess they were doing their job, but they were just like, shout out, shout out. A shout out to my mama. My mama doesn't even listen to this. Oh, shout out to the people at Ustream. Shout out to this grass right here. Shout out to these shoes. Shout out to the Temptations. So, but anyway, shout out to the Temptations.
Shout out to David Ruffin right now.
Shout out to David Ruffin. Rest in peace, David Ruffin. But listen, I'm going to get my shout outs out the way. Listen, shout out to everybody in Houston. Shout out to Hiram Clark. Shout out to everybody. Hey, man, you know what? You know what? It wouldn't be right if I didn't shout out Lil Kiki. You feel me? Listen, if you ever in Houston, you are downloading right now, Lil Kiki, he is real. Home of the SUC. He's the hero. Screwed Up Click, started by DJ Screw.
Lil Kiki is a guy?
Yeah, he's a guy. Yeah, Lil Kiki, a rapper from Houston. Like, you know, we listen to our music slow. We like our music.
No, because I only know one Kiki ever in my life, and she's from Atlanta, and she's a girl. That's when you said Lil Kiki.
Kiki can be a guy's name.
Yeah, Kiki.
Like, his name is like Keyvante.
Nah, Kiki. It's probably Keith. Say, man, don't disrespect the
legend. My friend's name is Aquila.
Aquila?
Yeah.
The B? Aquila and the B?
Nah, it's Aquila.
That's what's up.
That's the end of your shout-outs?
Yeah. No, shout-out to shout-out to shout-out. Everybody listening, shout-out. Shout-out to everybody. Yeah.
Carl, any more shout-outs you want to add?
No, y'all don't get no more shout outs. Y'all shout outs is done because now y'all gonna start the whole shout out bit.
Shout out, amigos.
Yo, Carl, so let's get serious for a second. It's your last night in LA.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, man?
I'm not packed. My allergies acting up because I cleaned up my closet. It was real dusty. I'm trying to stay up all night. I'm trying to get finished packing, make sure I don't forget nothing I need. All my, I still got a load of clothes in the laundromat, at the laundry right now. I'm feeling nervous. It's a long flight.
Are you more nervous about the flight than anything?
Yeah, man. I don't like flying, but I'll be all right. It'll be cool.
Man, sit your ass down somewhere, man. Get your bitch ass on, man. This motherfucker, he ready to go, dog. He's ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. I'm ready to go.
I'm telling you, you're going to be 20 times better when you come back. Because you're going to be killing over there. And you're going to, everything you're going to learn over there is going to be way more positive in everything. Your acting and your improv, your writing, everything. When you come in, then you have variety.
I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. I ain't complaining. I'm happy to have the job.
That was another thing. I couldn't really hear you when you was talking, so you need to come closer to the mic.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the job. Shout out to Boom Chicago. Oh, no.
And the shout outs begin.
Hey, we're supposed to talk about comedy stuff, right? Is that what we're supposed to talk about? Not all the stuff we've been talking about?
No, we can talk about anything. We can talk about politics if you want to.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about it, because I would like to talk about politics.
If you were a politician, Shoney, what would be your platform?
My platform would be...
You can have any platform in the world. Like, it doesn't have to be important. It doesn't have to be serious. Just, what would you...
I would make sure that the kids in my neighborhood grew up that...
Shout out to them.
No, seriously, but I think that I would just make sure that, like, the education system was on par, that everybody got the same education in, whether it be private school, whether it be public school. Like, I really have strong opinions about the education system, but I think our education system, especially in public schools, like, need to be churned up. You know, everybody wants you churned up, but, like, that would be my policy, to focus on the education, because, you know what I mean?
By turned up, you mean more like have, because I agree on that, and I think more like in having, like, any more, like, special classes, in the sense of, like, having more activities and different types of involvement, so kids, you know, are not.
Yeah, like I feel like that they should like prepare them, like give them a resume writing class, give them some, like some creative writing, like mm-hmm. give them like they're even taking cursive out of schools now. You know, like cursive is like a foreign language. You know, you can't read cursive. Just get them more well prepared for even after college. It's like, oh, well, I didn't know how to write a resume in college. But you know what? I learned in high school. I learned in like middle school. And especially, you know, you got some of these kids who grow up and, you know, they may play football or they may be like, you know, or somebody who's on TV, but they get on TV and they can't even speak. I really like this, and it was fun, and he was my friend. You know, like, I think everybody should have just that quality education, whether it's free or whether it's public. Pay our teachers more. Pay our teachers more, man.
That just reminded me of something. I'm going to play the professional athlete after a game speech game, right? Mm. So, Steve Dez, you just had a really good game. You rushed for 119 yards on 2 touchdowns. How do you feel about the state of the team this year as you guys have lost your head coach and you got a new head coach? He's come from college, and he's come from a small college, Montana Tech. How do you guys feel about the state of the team this year?
I feel pretty good about it, you know. I feel like our team, you know, the team's still together, you know, so that's what we need. I mean, the head coach, of course, is going to be our leader, but I think he, even though he comes from a small college, he doesn't minimize his, you know, experience and his passion for the game, and I feel like his new direction is going to take us to new heights.
You're boring me. Shout out to being bored.
I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Where the fuck did that just go? Right,
we got some energy. The game is just over, Steve, and everybody's here. Everybody's here at the game, at the sports game. Okay, I'm gonna go to Shoney because he knows how to do this.
Okay. Let
me just show you. So Shoney, you just caught 183 yards and 3 touchdowns, and you caught the game-winning touchdown on a flea flicker play. How do you feel about the new state of the team with the defensive coordinator just coming out and a new defensive coordinator coming all the way from Montana Tech? How do you feel?
One, I think all the people in Montana Tech is mad at you right now. Listen.
Shout out to Montana Tech.
Oh, stop them shout outs. Stop them shout outs. No, no more shout outs.
I swear this is going to be my highest rated podcast.
No more shout outs. No more shout out. Listen, I think the team is doing really great. I mean, we can make some changes to the team.
Oh, we still in this bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I think that we can make some changes to the team so we can go to that next level and possibly win a championship, because without one, you know, without our coach, without our defensive coordinator, then we can't win games. They just put us in the right position to make the plays for them. So I'll see y'all later. Good night.
And there you have it, guys. He's going back to the locker room right now with a new defensive coordinator from Montana Tech State University of Tech.
University of Tech.
What's your blow on this, Carl?
What's your blow?
Yeah, what was your reason for doing this?
You guys, speak loudly and proudly.
Ah.
Or shout out. Are you asking me?
Yes.
Ask me an interview question.
So, Carl, how do you feel that the state of your team played after this big loss?
Well, you know, we just got to come out here. We just got to give it our all, man. You know, we're not on the same page. You know, we just got all these new coaches from Montana Tech, and I just don't feel like their program was as good as it could have been, you know. But we just got to come out here and play hard, man. You know, man, I brought this garbage bag full of cash out here on this thing to try to get people to play harder, man. But, you know, we just got to play hard, man. It ain't even about that. Like, if anybody got any wounds, I put peroxide on them. It ain't no big deal. Like, if you can't see, just wear glasses, man. But, you know, we got to play hard, man. It ain't even about that. Like, you know, if there's a door and it's closed, you just got to open that shit, you know, because that's all you got to do is just walk through there, man. All we got to do is play hard, man. You know, if there's a bed, you just got to lie in it. I don't care if you got no covers, man. You'll get cold during the night. You're going to get hot during the night. But if it's a bed, you know, just lay in it. If your elbow hurt, man, you could put some grease on it. Put some elbow grease on it. But, you know, we just came out here and had it, gave it a good time. You know, you got any sandwich bags?
Man, what the fuck did you just say?
Shout out to my alma mater. Hey. Carl Tart. Hey. DBU. Montana Tech.
Hey, for real, hold on, Steve. Why y'all tripping? While you was giving that great interview, that was really awesome. Good job, man. Really awesome. There really is a Montana Tech. So really, so no more S out. It's gonna be what's up, Montana Tech. Like we see y'all out there, and we ain't mean to make fun of y'all, but
shout out Montana Tech.
Listen, Montana Tech, man. Green and Copper, founded in 1889. Montana Tech, University of Montana, Charlie.
88% acceptance rate. That means everybody gets in.
Listen, enrollment as of 2011, 2,600. What's up to all in 2,600 Montana Tech? And they got a football team.
What website are you in?
Google.
Shout out to Google.
Duh. Listen, the only reason why you do that is because you want to get free stuff. Are you trying to get a deal?
I'm trying to get a sponsor, man.
Yeah.
That's how you make money on podcasts.
Okay, so if you get a sponsor, what will that do for this whole operation?
We'll pay, and then that money I will put it in a fund. That fund will be for me to get a studio someday and have a podcast in a studio and not my freaking...
I think this is cool. Why would you want to move it into the studio? Why can't this be your studio?
Well, this is my studio, but...
Yeah, I think this is like a cool place where you just get people to come in and like they sit in like your crib or whatever. I thought you was going to say you would put it back in and try and like reach more people, like more marketing. You know what I'm saying, people?
I thought you were going with something sexual, because once you said, like, put it back in, and you change your demeanor, like, I was like, where is this guy going?
Guys, can I really tell you that that also, when y'all was talking about Puerto Rico, I'm just going to call back everything that y'all was doing in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico? I'm from Puerto Rico.
I know you're from Puerto Rico.
What's up? I got my knife here.
What you got a knife for?
To stab you if you say something bad about Puerto Rico.
I don't want to say nothing bad about Puerto Rico.
No, go for it.
When I went to Puerto Rico, what's that wall in Puerto Rico where they have
The Carlos Arroyo one?
No, where they have that wall where all the baseball players from Puerto Rico came out. It's like downtown San Juan. It's like right across from that grocery store that sells cerveza.
Cerveza. They say cerveza everywhere.
Cerveza?
I don't know, man. I don't even know.
Oh, okay. Well, they got like all like the baseball players that went pro from Puerto Rico. Hmm. And y'all was also talking about plantains.
Plantains?
Yeah. But when I was in Puerto Rico, I really liked the pinchas. Pinchas? What?
Pinchos.
Oh, pinchos.
That's the kebabs.
Yeah.
Kebabs.
Oh, man. Chicken kebabs. Listen, you ever go to Puerto Rico, get the pinchos. And they are off the chain. Spicy as hell, but great, great, great.
I did this podcast for my boy PK. He's a regular at the Laugh Factory. And he has this, he's Korean. He does.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, that's the Asian guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does the, you know who he is? Oh, he does this podcast, Radio Korea. And we were talking about kebabs and how, like, in Puerto Rico, they encouraged you to, like, kill iguanas. Because there are overpopulation of iguanas, and they make kebabs out of iguanas. You're making a face like you don't want that.
That sounds gross.
It's delicious.
So you mean to tell me I'm eating somebody's pet?
You're eating somebody's pet?
Yeah, like iguanas are pets.
So, Shoney, you just threw for 383 touchdown for this not-so-great iguana team. 383, I'm sorry, not 383 touchdowns. You'd be the best football player ever in the history of ever. 383 yards, 4 touchdowns, and you rushed for...
Am I still at Montana Tech?
No, you playing for the Iguanas.
You're in the Iguanas.
For the Iowa Tech Iguanas. How do you feel after this devastating loss in the playoffs, in the wild card playoffs?
I feel like that. It's a little bit heartbreaking, but I want to just thank my mom and... I just want to thank everybody who supported me. But, you know, my mom always said that we can't win them all. There got to be some losers just so today that we're the losers. So hold my head high and get back to practice. Yeah.
Carl, how you doing with time?
I better be going.
You better be going. Okay. Shoney, is there anything you want to plug?
No, hey guys, listen, Social Comedy Network. Hey, go on there, follow me on Twitter, Shoney _ follow Social Comedy on Instagram, Social Comedy NWK, Vine. Yeah, Vine is really hot right now. Yes, Social Comedy there too. Man, watch it. Funny. I got Carl in a bit coming up. It's gonna be really funny. This is like his last bit before he left. So it's good to have him in, and you know what I'm saying, see his face, and so hopefully he'll do his thing. I wish that boy luck over there, and you know, I'll see him soon.
All right, y'all. If you're in Amsterdam or in the Europe area, come to Amsterdam. I'm gonna be there this time tomorrow. No, I won't. Saturday, I'll be there in Amsterdam. Come check me out. Make me feel welcome. I'm gonna miss all of my friends, everybody here. Shout out to the city of Los Angeles.
You didn't invite me to your party last night, man.
I didn't have a party.
Yes, you did.
You had a party?
He had a party.
I did not have a party. I hate parties.
No.
Okay? That was my friend. Shout out to Kenan, who threw a... He just picked this restaurant.
He lying.
11 o'clock.
You see how
the restaurant closed at 11 o'clock.
I don't know. I think if Carl would have a party, he would have invited me.
I didn't have a party. It wasn't my party. I promise you. It was not. They made me go. I don't like things in my honor. I don't like it. When's the last time? You've known me for 3 years now.
They can't hear you. They can't hear you. They got guns.
You've known me for 3 years now. I threw for 383 touchdowns in the time that you've known me. How many times have I had a birthday party, Shoney?
All 3 years.
Psych. Good night. Steve Dez Island. I'm swimming away.
You didn't plug anything.
Come to Amsterdam.
You ain't...
Boom, Chicago. Kaboom. Also, check Funny or Die in like a week after the Breaking Bad season finale for Huel's Rules. FunnyorDie.com. Shout out to Funny or Die, Will Ferrell, Adam K.
And your Twitter.
@DammitCarl. DammitCarl.
And why is it DammitCarl?
Because Shoney always be like, damn it, Carl. You didn't invite me to your party when I threw you... 9 passes, 383 yards. You know, man, we just had to come out there. You know, it wasn't a party, man. We just had to go out there, you know, gave it 110%, you know.
Hey, and also there is a Western Iowa Tech. just so y'all want to know.
Shout out to Western Iowa Tech. That was a double shout out. So you get the most love out of the podcast, Western Iowa Tech. And to finish the podcast, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack right here. Harbor Kid, is there anything you want to plug? He wants to plug sleep.
I'm a bug asleep.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a potent fucking week.
Hey, what's up, Harvard? You know what I'm saying? I see y'all.
Shout out to Harvard Tech. Shout out to Harvard and Harvard Tech. Well, people, after you go and check out their stuff, go and check out my stuff. Everything Steve Dez wise, go to stevedez.com. I'm going to have a show today. Today's going to be Friday for you guys. So today I'm going to have a show at IO West. So go at IO West 10 p.m. Eldon Farlow is performing. And I'm also going to be performing on soon. Just go to stevedez.com and you will check all the dates for all that. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being on my podcast. You guys are awesome. Carl, we love you, man.
I love you, too.
And I'm going to miss you a lot.
I miss you, too. Shout out to Missing Friends, man.
And, and yeah, man. And hopefully, if I can book a couple of commercials, you know what I'm saying? I'll go and visit you over there and kick it. Do some stand-up gigs or something in Dutch. And Joni, we're going to be filming together. We're going to be doing stuff. Are we still doing that tomorrow?
Yeah. Same time, 11 o'clock. Me, Steve has been a part of this bit. Has been a great a producer, a great assistant director on this, and just helping me out. The boy's amazing. The boy's a one man show over here. He got everything going on. So yeah, we are still shooting our bit. Which watch that, because that's the one that Carl's in. Really funny. Did some really good stuff in there.
It's coming. How many months? 5. That's how you post your bits every 5 months. every 2 years.
Well, I'm trying to get three a month. But listen, when you're working by yourself, man, or when you're getting people, like, it's hard, man. But hey, it's going to come out there for you. But, hey, before we go, thank you so much, Steve. I don't want to hold your time. But there is a Harvard Tech.
No, I'm straight. It's for Carl.
Oh, but there's a Harvard Tech, just in case you guys want to know that, too.
There's a Harvard Tech?
No! Mississippi Tech. I know for sure there's no Mississippi Tech University.
I got to look it up.
Nope.
Alabama Tech.
It's an Alabama Tech.
Georgia Tech. Oh, wait, no, that's a...
it's a Georgia Tech.
It's a Georgia Tech.
Florida, Georgia Tech is huge.
Florida Tech.
MIT.
Orlando Tech.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Brooklyn Tech.
Steve, I appreciate you having me here, though. It was a pleasure.
No, man, and you're gonna come again because you have to do an hour and 30. You have to do the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. It's like Carl, and Carl was playing DJ and everything. Yeah. It was cool. It was fun times. You saw it. You were criticizing over it.
I wasn't criticizing it.
Yeah, you were. Shout out to the people that are sleeping tonight. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This podcast was really extremely funny. And, go ahead, rate it 5 stars on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Blueberry, Audio Boo FM, and everywhere we are. See you next time on Steve Dez Island
Hashtag
shout out. See you next time on the Steve Dez Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.